Hi, everyone. This is Lionel Hampton. Welcome to our show.
The Genius of Duke. Hal Jackson here, speaking to you on behalf of the Social Security Administration and this station. We're extremely proud to present this tribute to one of the giants of American music, Mr. Duke Ellington. With us today is Lionel Hampton, king of the vibes and a well-known composer and band leader in his own right, talking about and playing some of the Duke's all-time great hits. When you've made up your mind to retire, of course, one of the first things you've got to do is to be certain that the Social Security check will get to you on a monthly schedule. You need only a few things to show the Social Security people, and in a few minutes, I'll tell you what those things are. Now to the master of the vibraphone and hammers, Lionel Hampton.
Chico Quattrodino was written after Duke Ellington made his first tour of Latin America in 1968. He said it was intended to portray a little Spanish square doing his thing. The trombone solo is by Buster Cooper, the tenor saxophone by Paul Gonzalez, and the hand clapping you hear in the background is by Duke himself.
Oh!
Music and hand clapping by Duke Ellington. The tune was Chico Quadradino. Now listen to me for just 1 minute. One of the things people seem to worry about when we talk about Social Security is the kind of proof they'll need when they apply for monthly Social Security retirement payments. They get real uptight about having to dig up all those kinds of records. Well, believe me, it's nothing like that. When you're ready to apply for retirement benefits, and you should do it 2 or 3 months before your actual retirement date, just bring along your Social Security card, your birth certificate, and your latest W-2 form. Now, if by any chance you don't have those papers, you go on down to see the Social Security people anyway. Chances are they'll be able to help you get the proof you need. Now, isn't that simple? If you still have questions or you need some more information, call any Social Security office. Someone there will be glad to help you. Back to you, Hemp.
Juan Tissol, who played the viol trombone in Duke's band for many years, wrote Perdido in 1942. Duke made the first recording of it. It soon became a great favorite with jazz musicians everywhere. And I recorded it several times. The one you're going to hear was made with Art Tatum, Buddy Rich, in 1955. Thank you.
What a performance. Lionel Hampton in Perdido. Remember now, when it's time to retire, it's time to dig out that little piece of cardboard with your Social Security number on it. It means money to you. Just you call at any Social Security office, find out just how much and how to go about getting it. Now for a closer, Hamp has a swell one.
Sultry Sunset was designed by Duke as a showcase for Johnny Hodges, and the title really describes the mood. It was written in the 40s when Duke used to give concerts of new material every year in Carnegie Hall.
The mighty Duke of Ellington with a number he called Sultry Sunset. About this time, I always have to look at my watch and say the same thing. We'll be seeing you on the station very soon again.
All right, Hal, this is Lionel Hampton saying we'll see you real soon. And remember, until the next time, stay well and stay happy.
The Genius of Duke has been brought to you by the Social Security Administration and this station as a public service so that you may find out about your rights and benefits under Social Security. If you've enjoyed the show, please join us again next week on this station. Until then, this is Hal Jackson saying, when you think of the future, think of Social Security.